أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. حميم تنزيل الكتاب من الله العزيز الحكيم. إن في السماوات والأرض لآيات للمؤمنين وفي خلقكم وما يبث من دابة آيات لقوم يوقنون. These are the opening ayats of Surah Al-Jathiyah. Jathiya means to kneel. And towards the end of the surah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the pitiable, feeble and weak condition of man on the day of Qiyamah, kneeling in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This surah also, like the previous surah, Surah Dukhan, is also a Makki surah. That means it was revealed before the hijrat of our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. There are some commentators that say that there is one ayah that was revealed thereafter, but otherwise the entire surah is Makki. And as we've been hearing from time to time, the theme of a Makki surah, a surah that was revealed before the hijrah, will always consist of three very important components. One is Tawheed, the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Secondly, Risalat, establishing the Nubuwat and the Prophethood of our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And the third is Akhirat, that is speaking about aspects about the hereafter. However, in this surah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about abundantly different aspects of the Qudrat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala insofar as this earth and the universe is concerned. And as a matter of fact, from the very beginning of the surah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does that. Allah ta'ala says, Hamim, Allah knows best its meaning. Tanzeelul kitabi min Allahil azizil hakim. The revelation of the kitab. The revelation of the kitab here refers to the Quran Kareem specifically. And the revelation that Allah speaks about, the mode of revelation, was to our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, bit by bit, portion by portion, over a period of 23 some odd years. Min Allah is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There is absolutely no doubt in the fact that this kitab, this Quran, had come down from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There is no other source of it but Allah Rabbul Izzat, Al-Aziz, Al-Hakim. Here Allah uses two qualities of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to demonstrate two important aspects. One is Al-Aziz, the Almighty, that there is absolutely no one. There was no force, there was no power that could infiltrate this wahi of the Qur'an Kareem when it came from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala via Hazrat Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam to our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. There was no force, there was no power to have changed it. After it came to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam, or whilst it was coming to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, then the entire life of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam and the entire span of this world, there will be no power and no force to change any aspect of this kitab of Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Al-Aziz, Al-Hakim. Every word of this Quran is filled with wisdom. Some of the wisdoms man may understand, many of the wisdoms man will not understand. Every command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is filled with wisdom. Inna fi samawati wal ard la ayatin lil mu'minin. Certainly in the skies and the earth are many, many signs for the believers, for those who have brought iman. There were those people that brought iman without even looking at the signs. When Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wasallam gave the message, they accepted immediately. One example, Siddiq Akbar radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, وَفِي خَلْقِكُمْ وَمَا يَبُثُّ مِنْ دَابَّةٍ آيَاتٌ لِقَوْمٍ يُوقِنُونَ. And then in your own creation, and whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala scattered insofar as the animals were concerned, are also many, many signs, لِقَوْمٍ يُوقِنُونَ, for those who have faith, those who are convicted to their belief. And then Allah says, وَاخْتِلَافِ اللَّيْلِ وَالنَّهَارِ, and in the alternating of the night and the day, that we will see this continuous alternation. And in that also, there are signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَمَا أَنزَلَ اللَّهُ مِنَ السَّمَاءِ مِن رِزْقٍ. And whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sends down from the skies, meaning from above, رِزْقٍ, مِن رِزْقٍ, as a sustenance for you, the rains that come down is the original source of sustenance of man. We have experienced Allah ta'ala withholding the rain, and we will see everything becomes in turmoil, and everything begins to change. That which was cheap becomes expensive. That which was expensive is not available. And in this way, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows us His power. Allah shows us His might, that this sustenance in the form of rain comes down from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فَأَحْيَا بِهِ الْأَرْضَ بَعْدَ مَوْتِهَا. And after the earth had become dry and dead, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, through this water, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala livens the earth once again. وَتَصْرِيفِ الرِّيَاحِ. And the changing of the winds. Now, this is purely and only in the hands of Allah. Like how rain is purely and only in the hands of Allah. Who can change the direction of wind? If it is the southeasterly wind, if it is the easterly wind, or it is any other wind in any other direction, who can change the direction of the wind? Only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala changes the direction of the wind. And that also is filled with the wisdom, the moving of the clouds, etc. So all that is in the hands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah says, ayatun, in it, or in all this, there are many, many signs, لِقَوْمِ يَعْقِلُونَ, for that people who can understand. So one is to bring iman in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, one is to have yaqeen, and one is to understand whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has showed us is so far is His power and His might is concerned. And these are three stages of those qualities that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves. Tilka ayatullah. These are the ayat. These are the verses and the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Natluha alayka bilhaq. We reveal it, we recite it upon you, O Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. فَبِأَيِّ حَدِيثٍ بَعْدَ اللَّهِ وَآيَاتِهِ يُؤْمِنُونَ. Then which speech after the speech of Allah, means which speech besides the speech of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and besides the verses of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is man really going to bring iman in? That this Quran was revealed in the time of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and this Quran is being recited on a daily basis. If man does not bring iman, man rejects the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, besides the words of Allah, then whose words is man really going to bring iman in? There will be no other words but the words of Allah. Then Allah says, وَيْلٌ لِكُلِّ أَفَّاكٍ أَثِيمٍ. Destruction be upon every false sinner, every fabricated sinner. Some say here, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala refers particularly to Abu Jahl. Others say other kuffar like Nadr bin Harith, etc. But every person that fabricates, every person that because of his fabrication, he sins and he goes against the commandments of Allah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says destruction upon such people. Yasma'u ayatillah. They listen to the verses of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Utla alayhi. These verses have been recited upon them. Thumma yusirru mustakbira. But they persist in their arrogance and their haughtiness against Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ka'allam yasma'ha. As though they never heard the verses of Allah. That these verses of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had been recited upon them continuously, but they remained firm in their arrogance, their haughtiness. Now you and I also, sometimes these ayat may refer to the disbelievers, but we need to introspect, we need to look within ourselves, that these verses of the Qur'an Kareem, these ayat of the Qur'an Kareem, are being recited all the time, but how much has it affected us? How much has it moved us away from the disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to the obedience of Allah? فَبَشِّرْهُ بِعَذَابٍ أَلِيمٍ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, then give them the tidings of the painful punishment. So in these opening verses, Allah speaks about His Qudrat, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about man's attitude towards the Kitabullah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us amongst those that will hold on to this Kitab. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka wa atubu.